Covert Operation, a supernatural fanfic by Jesse B, read by Calicaria. "Wow," Sam said, "you're kind of a mess." And right there, folks, is the infamous Winchester technique, the reason all the women, men, and goats are knocking at his door. Sam squinched up his eyes as he settled on the edge of the hammock, next to Gabriel's hip, and just behind one of the unfolded, enormous wings. Nobody did sarcasm quite like this particular archangel of the Lord. Of course, none of the others had a millennium or so as a trickster under their divine belts, either. All right, sorry, but I usually don't see them quite this rumpled. Gabriel snorted, although it lost some impact by being muffled in the fabric he was face-planted in. "I'm still not sure how you're seeing them at all. They're not even real in this plane." And Gabriel had said that before, but they looked pretty damn real to Sam. And they had, ever since he'd first seen them, the day he'd told Lucifer to take a long walk off a short pier. He saw other things now, too. Stuff that wasn't quite there, but it wasn't like his old visions had been. Maybe it was a little thank you from God, or maybe... whatever. Sam wasn't inclined to check the gift horse's mouth. There might be big teeth involved somewhere. Light danced fitfully through the leaves of the two big oak trees Gabriel had grown behind the house when Bobby consented to have a hammock back here. Sam watched it play over the glorious, coppery, faintly glowing mass of feathers. His fingers itched. "Not real, I know. Whatever. What happened?" Gabriel shrugged, the movement nearly hidden beneath his right wing. "Nothing much. Got some heavy winds, that's all. I'll take care of them in a little while." Sam blinked. Translated out of Gabriel speak, in which Sam had become reasonably proficient in the months before and after the world didn't end, that meant that Gabriel had been off on some task he couldn't, or didn't, want to talk about, and it had taken more out of him than he wanted to admit, because his wings were him, in a way the rest of his human-looking body wasn't. Their condition wasn't something Gabriel could just snap back into place. Sam opened his mouth, intending to say something. What came out was, "I could give you a hand with them, if you want." Gabriel stilled. And then, slowly, he shifted onto his elbows and looked up at Sam.
"You want to groom me?"
he asked, and, okay, forget proficient, that expression was one Sam couldn't decipher at all. Sam wanted to touch Gabriel anywhere he could, had for months now, but did he want to get his fingers into those feathers? Was the Pope Catholic? Yes? Gabriel's lips parted, his face softening somehow, and then it was gone, buried under the cynic Sam knew. "What the heck," he said, and laid back down, face turned away. "Not that I think you can touch them." Sam reached down and curved his fingers gently around the right wing's leading edge and caught his breath. Gabriel caught his too, audibly, and his wing twitched against Sam's hand.
"Okay, then. I guess you can."
Warm, was Sam's first thought. Warm butter softness over bone and muscle, vaguely unreal. His fingers trailed sparks as he smoothed them over and in, starting to order feathers back into their obvious patterns, feeling something like down beneath the big exterior ones. It was thick and electric, like being up to his wrists in static electricity that didn't bite, quite, just tingled. And aroused, too, lightening up his spine, sparking across his skin and settling in his groin. Sam groaned slightly. Thank God he'd worn looser jeans today. It was particularly sweet torture, and Sam didn't want to stop. And by the noises Gabriel was making, soft, almost as if he couldn't help himself. Maybe he didn't want Sam to stop either. The wings, extended, were huge, much bigger than Sam's own arm span, long as that was. Coverts, his brain supplied, naming the sections as he worked carefully through the feathers he could reach, trying to ignore the way his pulse was pounding, the way his cock was now rock hard against the zipper of his jeans. Trying and failing. Lesser coverts, median coverts, greater coverts, secondaries, shining copper lightening into gold at the lower edge, red highlights winking in the dappled sunlight, everything shining softly with what had to be a faint hint of Gabriel's grace. When he ran out of feathers and excuses to keep touching, Sam tried to speak. Couldn't. Cleared his throat. Gabriel, you need to... I can't reach. The wing under his hand shivered, and so did the rest of Gabriel.
It's enough, Sam. It's good. Thank you,
he said, voice thick. Sam swallowed. No, really, if we had more room, I could...
God, what I could do, he thought, longing washing through him. What I want to do to you. Everything.
Gabriel froze. Archangel. Superpowered, mind-reading Archangel.
Oh, shit. He was so, so dead.
Gabriel flipped over, wings passing through the fabric of the hammock and the ground beneath it, as if they were much less real than the angel parts, and stared up at him.
Sam?
He breathed. Sam stared back helplessly, seeing Gabriel's bright eyes and flushed skin, and... Oh. Oh. Wow. Really? Really? The smile that broke over Gabriel's face was neither trickster nor archangel, but something different. Something just... Gabriel.
Really? And you're right. We're gonna need more room.
He snapped his fingers. Frontal Assault. A Supernatural Fanfic by Jesse B. Read by Calicaria. Sequel to Covert Operation. Sam dropped and bounced, tumbling onto his back, and maybe Gabriel's aim was a little off, and maybe not. You never really knew with the trickster. But whatever he'd landed on felt like some kind of decadent mattress, pillow top and all. Sam hitched up on his elbows and got a quick impression of a bedroom, elaborate and enormous, before his gaze snagged on his companion and stayed there. Gabriel was on his knees no more than a foot away, wings unfurled and taking up a stupid amount of space, mantled up and out. And out and out. Sam's mouth dropped open. As much as he could usually see the pair he'd just had his hands in, he rarely caught sight of the others. They were there now, somewhat. Enormous impressions, like drifts of smoke arched and fading, copper haze barely there and gone. But that didn't matter. What mattered was Gabriel tipping forward and prowling up the bed on hands and knees, up and over Sam's body, stopping with his arms on either side of Sam's chest and legs pressed against Sam's hips, caging Sam in Archangel. Sam's heartbeat skipped into double time. Gabriel was so close that Sam could see every minute fleck of color in those strange amber eyes. He smelled like mint and cocoa and ozone, thick with the threat of lightning. Poised. Dangerous. Arousing as all hell. His rock-hard cock got harder, if that was possible. Sam swallowed. Hi. Gabriel smiled, sharp and predatory, and it coiled around Sam's erection like a steel hand in a velvet glove.
Hi. So, Sammy, you've got room. You've got me. Now what?
You've got me. Hot damn. Sam smiled back with teeth. How about we start at the top? And reached up to cup Gabriel's face and pull, even as Sam himself fell back, and drag him down into a kiss. Kiss.
God, he was kissing Gabriel. He was kissing Gabriel. And Gabriel was kissing him back, kissing like he talked, prickly sweet, gentle licks and sharper nips, biting at Sam's bottom lip. Finally, sweet Christ on a crutch, finally. Don't talk about my family during sex, and I won't talk about yours. Deal? Gabriel muttered against Sam's mouth, and Sam smothered a chuckle. Then don't go reading my mind. He felt Gabriel's answering chuckle as much as he heard it. But Sam, that's how we got here. Here, being warm and wet and shatteringly good, everything a first kiss should be. Better than any Sam remembered, in fact, because there had never been the weight of an archangel behind them before. Never this compact body settling firmly down along the length of Sam's, thighs spread around Sam's hips and hard ridge of erection slotting against Sam's own, as if Gabriel's vessel had been formed for this, just for Sam. First kisses had never had the scent of a storm, and the canopy of copper glory that shifted overhead, gleaming in the light, finally folding in close against Gabriel's back. Close enough to touch. Gabriel started, and then groaned softly as Sam stroked, burrowing his fingers gently between silky outer feathers to the unearthly soft down below. Sparks followed like something alive, wrapping Sam's wrist in skin-tingling light. Gabriel made a sound like a hiccup, and put his head down on Sam's shoulder and shuddered, breath warm through Sam's shirt. "Feather-sensitive?" Sam asked, trying, and failing, to hold back his own shiver.
"Not the feathers,"
Gabriel said lowly, his voice tight.
"It's kind of like your hair. Your washing it doesn't give you a boner, but someone else."
And, oh, shit, yeah, did Sam ever understand that kind of feeling? "So, when I offered to help you with your wings..."
"You weren't quite saying I'd like to have sex with you, but you weren't far from it."
Gabriel twitched again, and Sam made himself stop, orders his fingers to be still. It was a lot tougher than it should have been. "Sorry." Gabriel's head came up then, and his eyes, fuck, his eyes were lit up like there were stars caught in his pupils.
"Oh, now you're gonna stop? No one likes a cock tease, Winchester." Man, nobody pushed his buttons quite the way Gabriel could.
Sam reached it with one hand and grabbed Gabriel's ass and pushed down hard, rocking his own hips up. Didn't try and hide the way that made his breath catch. "That feel like a tease?"
"Depends on what I get to do with it,"
Gabriel growled, pushing back, rubbing their groins together, and Sam's eyes nearly crossed. He dug the fingers of his other hand into Gabriel's hair. "Anything you want," he breathed, and pulled Gabriel's head back down. Gabriel's mouth opened, and Sam dove right in. Tongue to tongue, and fuck was it good, wet and dirty and oddly sweet, like 1,000 years of sugar had left their mark. Gabriel wrestled with him for the kiss, hips moving just so, and Sam gasped at the sensation washed him, arching up helplessly. Gabriel devoured him then, tongue plunging in and wrecking him. It went on and on, rough and messy and so good, swirling under Sam's skin until there was nothing, nothing in the world but Gabriel. Clothes, Sam thought hazily. He was painfully hard against the fly of his jeans, and he was going to fucking well come in his pants for the first time since puberty if something didn't give. Clothes. Off. Now. He never heard a click, but the constriction vanished, denim replaced with skin on skin. Sam moaned in relief and surged up, wrapping his arms around Gabriel's waist. "Yes," he groaned, ripping his mouth away to breathe and groaning again when Gabriel sucked on his throat. "Yes, harder." And he didn't know if he meant the rolling slide of Gabriel's hips or the sharp edge of the archangel's teeth. "Harder." Gabriel gave him both, and Sam moaned, his thighs starting to shake as Gabriel's dick rode tight against his, hot and slick with something, pre-cum mojo lube, he didn't know and didn't give a damn. God, it was perfect. Gabriel shoving against him, breath gusting against Sam's throat, fingers tangled almost too hard in his hair, pulling, pushing. Air shifted suddenly against Sam's face, and he opened his eyes. Gabriel's wings were out, spread wide, rowing against the air as if for balance, trailing swaths of light behind them, and without thinking, Sam grabbed, burying his hands in the feathers just at Gabriel's back. It was like grabbing a live wire. Gabriel's head snapped back and he shouted, hips grinding down. Electricity lit up every nerve Sam owned and fired them all at once, shaking him as he came harder than he ever had in his life. It went on forever. No thought, no breath, just a bliss too much to bear, locking him up tight for seconds or hours before it tossed him back down, shattered, half-conscious at best. Somebody was chanting, sobbing his name, over and over. Sam, Sam, Sam. Gabriel froze against him, and suddenly everything was too bright, solar flare white even behind Sam's still-closed eyes, beating hot against his skin. Then a long, harsh groan as Gabriel folded down, and Sam had just enough mind and muscle control left to wrap him close and hang on. Sam eventually crawled out of his daze, enough to find Gabriel heavy across his chest, fingers brushing his neck and drawing patterns on the sensitive skin behind his ears.
"You're a piece of work, Samuel Winchester," Gabriel said softly, hoarsely.
Sam blinked up at him. Gabriel looked quite thoroughly wrecked, all sex hair and feathers, limed copper and golden in the beams coming through a skylight Sam was only now noticing.
"Which piece is that? Which piece is that?"
he asked idly, reaching up at the fingertip to trace the edge of Gabriel's folded right wing.
"The wrench in the works. The grit in heaven's microscope," Gabriel said, mouth curling.
He twitched the wing, pressing into Sam's touch.
"The duck in the jet engine."
"Oh, thanks for that," Sam said, rolling his eyes.
"The most important piece, Sasquatch," Gabriel said, and kissed him on the nose.
"Mine." The end.